The Special Transportation Standing Committee heard a presentation from a Halifax resident, Daniel Lametti, asking council to consider revisions to the winter parking ban in order to make the ban more equitable. The winter parking ban in Halifax stipulates that no cars can be on the street during snow removal, which poses a problem for those without off-street parking.
Last year, 2023, again, publicly available data on the Halifax.ca website, seven parking ban nights and an average of just over 550 tickets were given out on each night.
Many areas in the city do not have access to nearby off-street parking, and parking rentals can be pricey, Lametti said, adding that the winter parking ban currently targets those who can least afford it.
I think, you know, we need to recognize that there are many residents that only have street parking. Right, so they don't have a private parking space, and the street is the only place where they can leave their car. And in many areas of the city, there's just no accessible off-street parking. So in the North End, for instance, I don't think there's any public off-street parking lots. You kind of have to drive your car downtown to leave it somewhere overnight. And there's just no affordable off-street parking in many areas of the cities. You have to rent a spot on a monthly basis, right? We're talking $150, $200 a month. And, you know, the cost of living has skyrocketed. Who can afford that?
Lametti made suggestions to council on how Halifax can follow other cities' winter parking bans who have provided solutions for those reliant on street parking.
Montreal, Quebec, this is a city that I'm very familiar with. I lived there for many years, had a car, didn't have a driveway, parked it on the street like many other people. And what Montreal does is that after a large snowfall, they selectively apply parking bans to individual residential streets. And these bans are applied during the day or at night. And, you know, what's nice about this model is that residents can simply move their car to a neighboring street while their street is being cleared. They also offer more than 2,000 free off-street parking spaces in municipal lots while snow clearing is happening. So multiple options here, multiple places for residents to park their vehicles, you know, while their streets are being cleared. They're getting cars off the street.
Lametti said providing residents with resources would also help them know if there are options for off-street parking in the city.
Well, the first thing I think is just providing residents with resources, right? So right now, there just isn't any information on the Halifax.ca website about like where people should park if they only have street parking. So it's possible that there are like public lots that I don't know about and that other people don't know about, right? Or other options for residents. So I think just providing that information, if it exists, is a starting point.
Councillor Patty Cuttle questioned if the current method of ticketing cars is effective.
I recognize that this is an issue, that handing out parking tickets is not solving the problem of on-street parking during snowstorms. You know, we know that the city doesn't have the capacity to go and tow all the cars at tickets. There's cars left on streets, they get the tickets, but it's still impeding snow plowing and it's not prioritizing safety or transit when that happens. You know, I think we really need to think about why we have the snow ban, or the parking ban in the winter, the snow, and it's really to help with the snow clearing. And then we have to say, well, is it being effective? And I think you've just demonstrated that it's not effective because we're handing out 11,000 tickets. We're certainly not towing 11,000 cars.
Cuttle said she would bring a motion to the council's next regular meeting asking for a staff report to look at other options for the winter parking ban. The winter parking ban in Halifax goes into effect on December 15th until March 31st, 2024.